If you're in the market for a super addictive puzzle game, you have to check out Mini Motorways on Apple Arcade. It's a city planning strategy puzzler with an incredibly satisfying gameplay loop. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. New subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
So a lot of times in science, and especially sort of fundamental physics research, as you hear things and it all seems very abstract. And you just, it's hard to picture these things and kind of get involved. And I'd recently just been playing Minecraft with my little sister a lot. And I thought, we should really make a virtual tour of Minecraft. And it just kind of stemmed from that. And we just went with it, really. And so I'm kind of hoping that having a Minecraft thing where kids can wander around and just poke around at it, that they really just got to get appreciated for the size of these things. And this thing exists. Like, humanity have built this incredible machine. And it sits there listening to stars blowing up in space. So if people come away with a sense of like, man, that's cool, I'll be quite happy.
My name is Gianni DiGiovanni, and you're listening to Pixel Sift. Now, it's National Science Week in Australia, and all around the country, scientists are sharing their expertise and encouraging people to fall in love with science, technology, engineering, and maths. And now, if you wanted an example of something that combined all of those things perfectly together, it's the LIGO project, the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory in Louisiana, which uses high-tech lasers and mirrors to measure gravitational waves that originated light years away. Now, if that has gone over your head, that's completely understandable. So the scientists at the ARC Centre of Excellence for Gravitational Wave Discovery in Adelaide have offered to be your guide, and they've built the entire thing inside of Minecraft. Dr. Daniel Brown and his colleagues have built their Minecraft LIGO replica, and they're throwing open the virtual doors for an online tour this weekend.
So our event is to try and give a virtual tour of a gravitational wave observatory. And so these are sort of large scale physics experiments that are being conducted over in the US. So there's two of these sites, and they're sort of 4 kilometers long, laser tubes. There's lots of internal systems, vacuum systems, big lasers, stuff like this. And we use these to measure or listen into sort of things like black holes and stars crashing into each other throughout the whole of the universe. And so we kind of wanted to have an event where we could sort of show this off and give a tour of it in a sort of virtual way, just so that people can get an experience of just like how big these things are and get like a sense of scale, and then also just give some tidbits of information about physics behind it, stuff like this. So we made all this in Minecraft.
So speaking of scale, those blocks are supposed to be 1 meter by 1 meter. Have you built it to the exact scale?
Nearly. We've tried to. So if you try and do it to the exact 1 by 1 meter, then, obviously a lot of walls aren't 1 meter by 1 meter thick and stuff like this. So there's some creative licensing involved, I think. So where we've had to actually, we tried to scale it so that it's, when you're in there with the player's perspective, it kind of feels like, it feels as big as it feels like if you were there. So I've spent like 6 months over there last year, the year before. So I want to build it, and then I want to feel like I was back there when I'm kind of wandering around. So that's kind of the scaling that we tried to do. So the actual arms aren't 4,000 blocks long, because that's just a lot of blocks to be building. we tried to give that sense of scale.
So what came first, the idea for the event or for building this this apparatus in Minecraft? Like, what did you kind of decide to do? Were you just doing it in your spare time outside of work?
No, we try and do a lot of outreach for our physics. We want to try and get out there in the public and make sure people are aware of sort of gravitational waves and what we're doing, the kind of cool stuff that's happening. And we saw that the South Australian community at the SA Museum was giving out a grant for some money for doing sort of COVID-safe events for National Science Week. And so we applied. And whilst we were brainstorming, we thought, oh, man, it'd be really cool if you could just go around and look at this thing. And I'd recently just been playing Minecraft with my little sister a lot. And I thought, wow, we should really make a virtual tour of Minecraft. And so, yeah, it just kind of stemmed from that. And we just went with it, really.
How long did it take to put together?
Oh, it's been quite a while. So it's probably on the order of 2.5-3 weeks or so. And I think there's been, so there's like several of the postdoc researchers here in the group. We've had 4, 5, 6 maybe sort of master's PhD levels, and then we've had a bunch of undergrads who also came in and just helped sort of fill spaces and put cupboards in, blocks here, just make it look busy. Because obviously it's all right just building a big hall to shove stuff in, but then to really do all the detailed stuff and make it feel like you're there is a lot more work, as I'm sure anyone who's made trying to make realistic looking games knows. And then obviously this, you're obviously limited to the level of details that you can sort of make with 1 meter by 1 meter blocks. And a lot of the details like in the chamber, like actually in the area, is a lot finer than that. So Carol on the course spent a lot of time doing 3D modeling and actually trying to make all these blocks individually and then stitching them all together to make all the sort of vacuum tubes and lasers and mirrors and various different optics and stuff. So yeah, it's been a fun experience.
There must have been a lot of fun project for all those different levels there. I'm sure there'd be heaps of people who'd love to be in an undergraduate level and playing Minecraft.
Oh yeah, yeah. Come to university, play games, learn some physics.
And so how will the tours work as when people take part in it? What is it all going to roll out as?
So we've got a tour tomorrow afternoon, sort of 2 p.m. Adelaide time. And so what we're going to do is stream, well, myself and a student. We're going to be essentially walking people through on YouTube as we wander around this detector, explaining all the bits and pointing the interesting parts out, telling some anecdotes about actually being there at the site. And so people can then sort of just have this YouTube stream and just run it and just watch it if they're just interested. If they've got Minecraft Java Edition, they can also just log in and join in and follow along. Like, you can just wander off if you want and go and explore as you wish. Just have a poke around. We don't show everything on the tour. We kind of want people to log in and sort of have a look around. So probably about 25, 30 minutes of just hearing us chat and showing you around some things. And then, we'll try and stick around and answer a few questions.
And what do you hope people will get out of it? Is it just a way to explore this scientific concept in a different context that maybe might get them in the right frame of mind to think about this as a future career potentially?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it puts into perspective. When people hear about these things, it gives them a sort of a visual cue of what it is we're actually talking about. So a lot of times in science, and especially sort of fundamental physics research, as you hear things and it all seems very abstract. And you just, it's hard to picture these things and kind of get involved. And so I'm kind of hoping that having a Minecraft thing where kids can wander around and just poke around at it, that they really just got to get appreciated for the size of these things. And this thing exists. Like, humanity have built this incredible machine, and it sits there listening to stars blowing up in space. So if people come away with a sense of like, oh man, that's cool, I'll be quite happy.
Minecraft's got a pretty broad appeal. Kids of all ages play this game. How do you explain to them on this tour what a laser interferometer is?
Oh, that's a tricky one. So it's really for trying to understand more about space, like what's out there. There's so much stuff out in space that we can't see it with telescopes. It's too far away. Or there's black holes. You can't see anything from a black hole because black, it absorbs all the light. So the only way we can learn about this is really listening to it instead. So just like you see with your eyes, we've never been listening with our ears to the universe. And so now we have these new instruments for doing that.
So what is next for this project?
I think for us, the next step will be trying to expand on what we've got here. At the moment, it's still a bit passive. You can go around, you can look at stuff, you can poke around in rooms and see things. But we'd like to try and make it more active in the future. Like maybe there's some sort of small experiments you could try and do, or demonstrations that might help get a certain scientific point of view across, or something about lasers. Everyone likes lasers.
Absolutely.
So yeah, I think we'd be sticking to the LIGO one for the time being and just trying to really polish that up. The next step we probably want to do is get it working in different versions of Minecraft as well. So obviously there's the Bedrock and Java edition, then there's the education version as well. So I'd love to see it working on like Xboxes and Switches, and people go on there and play around on it. So with time constraints and person power limitations means we can't cover all versions in just this couple of weeks we've been working on it, but hopefully in the future we can open that up to everybody.
That's Dr. Daniel Brown from the ARC Centre of Excellence for Gravitational Wave Discovery based at the University of Adelaide. The next tour is open on Saturday, 22nd of August at 2 p.m. local Adelaide time, which is 12:30 p.m. in Western Australia and 2:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, or you can join the server in Minecraft Java Edition right now. Now, to find a link to the event, you can go to our show notes for this episode, or you can head to our website where you'll find a written version of this story, and that website is pixelsift.com.au. The music you've heard in this episode is Nebula Focus by Dan Hennig. Until next time, have fun.
Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. At sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.